The Ulster Unionist Party's Joanne Dobson is up in front of the Health Committee today with her organ donation private members bill. This bill aims to change our system here to an opt-out system, so everyone would be considered for donation unless they specify otherwise. Joanne spoke to me just before the programme came on air this morning.
This is a very momentous day for me, something that I've built up for 20 years with my association with the transplant charities. Today I'm addressing the Health Committee to speak about the results of the consultation, which Stephen shows an unstoppable tidal wave of public support for the change in the law. 82% in favour of the soft opt-out, so I'm overwhelmed by these results. And today I will be presenting the detailed consultation to the Health Committee.
And tell me why this is so important to you, Joanne.
Oh, Stephen, I'm sure you know my story. My son Mark had a successful kidney transplant in 2009. He had kidney disease from when he was born, and I have been involved with these charities over those past 20 years. And this has been a personal crusade of mine. I'm very, very passionate about promoting organ donation. And when I was elected to the Assembly in 2011, I wanted to do something. You know, we've tinkered around the edges of organ donation for years, and I wanted something to bring a change that will give others the chance of life that Mark has. And I'm just overwhelmed by the support of the public now endorsing this, and of course with the transplant charities and many of them are friends.
How would this change things?
It's a simple change in the law, Stephen. It will mean that currently people have to willingly sign on to the organ donor register, and most people don't get round to doing it. Northern Ireland are the most generous people, the public in the world, but yet they don't. Many of them haven't got round to signing on to the register. It will mean they're automatically on the register unless they choose to opt out. But what's so important, Stephen, along with this simple change in the law, family consent is at the very heart of this proposal. So without the family's consent, it can't proceed. So I think it's crucial that ultimately the family has the final say.
And what happens next with the bill?
What happens next? I present today. The consultation was out all over the summer. I present today to the committee, and then it'll be at the drafting stage. So it's a process going through. I listen to all the other MLAs and the Health Committee, and that will help formulate, along with the responses to the consultation, how the bill is formulated and the wording as it proceeds.
And the Health Minister is going to support you, is he?
I hope so. I hope he does the right thing and supports me. I would like to think he would. I would like to think Edwin knows my views and my personal associations. I'd like to think he'd do the right thing and support this. This is supposed doing the right thing for Northern Ireland and the public. And too many people, Stephen, are dying, and we need to save lives.